USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now 18 injuries being reported following a fire and explosion on the naval ship USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego. The injury is said to be non-life-threatening. The Pentagon says about 160 sailors were on board when that fire was reported yesterday morning. The ship was undergoing maintenance at the time. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will be announcing today that it's retiring its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as copyrights are pending. Actress Kelly Preston, the wife of actor John Travolta, has died from breast cancer at 57. She was diagnosed with it 2 years ago. She started movies including Jerry Maguire and What a Girl Wants. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller responding to some claims that his investigation into alleged collusion between Russia and the 2016 Trump campaign was illegitimate following the president's decision to commute his longtime ally Roger Stone's sentence. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Mueller published an op-ed in the Washington Post on Saturday, asserting that while the work of the special counsel's office, including indictments, guilty pleas, and convictions, should speak for itself, but that he felt compelled to respond to claims that its motives were improper and that Stone was a victim of the office. Mueller wrote, "The Russia investigation was of paramount importance. Stone was prosecuted and convicted because he committed federal crimes. He remains a convicted felon, and rightly so."
A heat wave still blanketing the Southwest. The mercury hitting 116 degrees in Phoenix yesterday, 1 degree hotter than the old record for that date. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fans of a popular frozen beverage were left a bit thirsty this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. But USA's Chris Barnes reports they're still being offered a chance to quench their thirst from the international chain.
The super slurping fun of your favorite Slurpee flavors.
7-Eleven's most popular and often chaotic annual tradition of giving out a free Slurpee on its birthday has been canceled this year because of the pandemic. Normally, it would have been held on Saturday, which was July 11th, as in 7-Eleven. Instead, the chain is giving all of their app users a coupon for a free Slurpee that can be redeemed any time during the month to help practice social distancing. The whole tradition started back in 2002. Additionally, 7-Eleven is celebrating its birthday this year by giving a million meals to Feeding America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Texas, two police officers were shot and killed at a residence on Saturday by a suspect who killed himself as more officers arrived on the scene. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez.
What I'm trying to tell you about that in that sense is that the officers never had a chance to suspect deadly assault on them, much less death that moment in time.
The two officers were responding to a call about a domestic dispute. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.